So these are some statistics shared with you. Have a look at them. International tourist arrival, ITH stand for that. International tourism receipt. Now these statistics that you see in front of you, my dear student, this is picked up from the Trans-Satellite account that is maintained by United Nations World Tourism Organization. On a specific basis, they collect this data on a very timely basis. So by end of 2023, by Jan, you will get a guideline. End of Jan or beginning of Feb, you will have a clear picture how did the year 2023 settle down. So taking it from it, we see that in tourism, tourist arrival, the Europe took the biggest share, 62% spending receipt acknowledged as a foreign revenue generated 548.6 billion in US dollar. And likewise, after Europe, we have Asia and the Pacific. When we talk of Pacific, we talk of Australia, New Zealand, and Pacific Ocean Island included into that. And when we talk of Asia, mind it, my dear student, this refers to Asia defined by IATA. Because some countries are in Asia, but they have been classified in the Middle East. Some of the countries, like all the Gulf countries, are in politically in Asia, but in IATA statistic, they fall under Middle East. Some of the countries like Egypt, Sudan, they are politically in African continent, but in IATA geography, they are referred in Middle East. So yes, Europe, 62%, Asia share was 10%, America's 16%, and so on and so forth. So you can see that Africa was at the lowest. But surprisingly, 2023 figures will be surprising all of us. So we see this was once again, France has the privilege of sitting on highest number of foreign tourist arrival, international tourist arrival for number of years. They are sitting on number one position. They are sitting on 91 million, followed by, these are the statistics for a particular year, I think it's 2022. Yeah. So 91 million tourists went to France. France was on number one position in 2019 and 2018 as well. Followed by Spain, US. Sometime Spain was below America. America was standing on number two position. But these statistics suggest US is on the third position, and the Turkey, China, all this, sorry, Spain, US, China, number third, Italy, and then we do have the respective foreign tourist arrival accordingly given to you. 79 million, 72 million international tourist arrival. I think these are the comparison done for a specific year, 2022. Now these are international tourist receipt. Though America sits on number three position, America has gained more foreign receipt. They are sitting at 199 million. See the gap between America and Spain, just 50%. Though Spain, we saw in the previous foreign tourist arrival sitting on number two position, but not the revenue earning. Revenue number one position is all the foreign receipt that they account as a revenue earning is by US. Almost $200 billion of foreign exchange receipt that they got. And likewise, France, and followed by Thailand and United Kingdom. So these are 2019. Then we have 20 again in 2022. From 2019, we saw US sitting again on number one position, followed by Spain and France. Thailand, almost the same what they earned in 2019, they got it back on the track in 2022. And the France, which accounted for number one arrival, is again coming to 60 billion. It sits on number one in foreign tourist arrival, but not in foreign exchange. The simple reason is there are a lot of international tourists coming in from the neighboring European countries, because France has international tourist arrival, including international tourists who arrived to France from Africa. So we are going through the different statistics to understand the growth, the overview of the industry. And this is quite important to understand, simply because some of the countries account for 18, 20, 22% of their GDP's revenue coming in from tourism. So you can imagine how important tourism is for those countries. And these are the statistic comparison from world top spending. I was mentioning in my previous talk on the same subject that China sits on big spending, but it dropped in 255 billion dollar Chinese spend in 2019, whereas 2022 it dropped to 109. The simple reason is Chinese were not allowed to leave their country and travel abroad. International travel was banned for them. And likewise, you can see these are simple arithmetic to understand, but quite a learning into it, that scenarios change. China, that was spending 255 billion, not even came half of it. It came only at 109. And likewise, US, that was spending 132 billion, spent only 57 billion. And this is an outcome of lot of travel restriction that we experience. So all these are statistics for you to go through. Coming back again on overview, by going through different statistics, my dear student, we are now looking at, according to international tourism highlights, some of the highlights we are picking up from 2020, the UNWTO statistic. Tourism consists of both inbound and outbound domestic and represent major part of gross domestic product. Definitely, many countries, just mentioned now, that many countries depend on tourism. When tourism was closed down, lot of tourism products in form of supply chain of hotels, many airlines were not operating. They made retrenchment of their staff. Many hotel resorts were sold off. One of such victim in India, in Mumbai, is the Hyatt Regency next to airport. It's been closed down post-COVID. They haven't opened. Okay, Grand Hyatt is functional, but Hyatt Regency, which was again at opposite Mumbai airport, is still not working. And that's a victim of, because of the COVID, they did not still function. Just giving you an example what the supply chain in form of hotel suffered due to the COVID. Okay, so of course the tourism consists of inbound and outbound. It adds up to GDP. In France, the world's top tourism destination, tourism represent 7% of their GDP. Yes, Thailand, about 17 to 18%. Some countries, again in two digits, 20 to 25, 30. Some countries, 80, 90% of their GDP solely dependent on tourism, any form of tourism. People staying in resort, people going for fashion shows, people going down as a cruise liner for a day, or people going for gambling. All could bring in revenue in form of foreign exchange earning, adding up to their gross domestic product growth. So we move further in overview. Tourism can help to generate balance of payment. I mentioned this to you, that adding up to the gross domestic product, obviously there is a growth registered, and the deficits that a country may experience because of other source of revenue not functioning strongly, but if their tourism is functional, definitely those losses would be dropping. As such, international tourism can generate tourism trade surplus when a receipt exceed expenditure. This is a simple economic to understand that if the revenue comes in, the deficit in the GDP or the country's budget can go down because of the revenue coming in from foreign exchange. If we take a leaf from India in understanding tourism revenue, and the statistics suggest, according to government data, 2021 foreign tourist arrival in India were 1.52 million, showing a decline of a drastic 44.50% over 2020. And mind it, in 2020, we had two full functional months, Jan and Feb. The borders of India were closed somewhere in the month of March. So from March onward, we start seeing a drop. And in, of course, 2021, we had our international borders closed. Even domestic tourism was not encouraged, was not happening. Say from Mumbai, Maharashtra to Kerala, you could not go. Kerala was not welcoming. From Kerala to West Bengal, domestic tourism was not happening. So in 2021, the number of Indian national departures was 8.55 million, growth of 7. So what's against 2020, which was 7.30 million, increased to 8.55 million. So concerning foreign exchange earning, the country has seen a jump from US$6.9 billion in 2022 to 8.8 billion in 2021. Basically, this gives you message that slowly, with the bubble flying, with slowly borders getting opened up with restrictions of various COVID-related requirement, checks, masks, distance on the flight. There were one seat to be left open. Aircraft was operating at the 50% occupancy of the seats. Some next seat was opened up. We still registered a growth in 2021 over 2020. So what are the emerging trends? What does this mean? These are the trends that has to be monitored as a tourism student, because this trend will settle up your mindset to understand what the market is expecting, what are people looking for. The trends could be coming out from the tourists for various reasons. Maybe social media, maybe international marketing by different destinations, so on and so forth, by ease of visa, by connectivity of more flights coming in. But the trend gets set up. So we are talking of those emerging trends. And domestic industry growth in number of domestic tourist visits to the state, 2020, 610 million. We are talking about domestic tourism within the boundaries of India only, which means from Maharashtra to Kerala, from Gujarat to Madhya Pradesh, from Uttar Pradesh to Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, or from Andhra Pradesh to Odisha. All that is a domestic tourism. Union territories included Puducherry, Andaman, Nicobar, and so on. 2020 says 610 billion. Whole 2020 noticed lot of restrictions, so we did not see much growth. 2021, 6707. And mind it, we had minus or plus growth of only 11%. Mind it, in 2022, there came Dekho Apna Desh mission by our Prime Minister, and by the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, suggested Dekho Apna Desh, where he suggested that we take up 15 flights, 15 new destinations within a span of certain time period. And that supported the trend, because international borders were not open, visa restriction existed, the flights were limited, and that fear among people about getting affected by COVID if they travel to another country still prevailed with the people. So international travel didn't happen. People started traveling to domestic tourism. And our domestic tourism, we being blessed with 450 million middle-class people who have their spending capacity in some houses, they have two income coming home, ultimately resulted into domestic travel seeing a big boom. And of course, certain stability, peace prevailed. Say, for example, Jammu and Kashmir noticed a lot of stability and peace prevailing. And J&K, Jammu and Kashmir, noticed a big growth in 2022. Over 1 crore, which is 10 million people, traveled to Kashmir, which was not happening in the previous years due to the unrest. So domestic industry, the top 5 states. Now we take into which are the top 5 states. Tamil Nadu sits on number 1 position. Why? There are a lot of Tamilians who are staying in Singapore, Malaysia, and there are a lot of Tamilians who are also working abroad. Or there are a lot of Tamilians who are Tamils but holding different nationalities. Plus, the Rameshwaram, different temples that are there in Tamil Nadu, that brings in a lot of tourists. Tamil Nadu sits on number 1 position. Mind it, we are taking 2021 statistic. Uttar Pradesh on the 2nd position, Andhra on 3rd position, Andhra also because of Sabarimalai, and then Karnataka followed by Maharashtra sitting on the 5th position. We had in 2021 percentage of domestic is 6.43 in Maharashtra, as again 17% in Tamil Nadu. So they contributed out of 100%, these 5 states which we just now saw, 65% of the total number of domestic tourists visit. We take into supported by growth of service sector in the recent year. What is the importance we need to know? What we understand by this? Growth of service sector. When we talk of service sector, we talk of employment, the tour operator, the airlines, all they provide services to the traveler, to the passenger, to the guest of the hotel. So that means they provide service sector. And that is the importance of tourism, because they say that out of 10 jobs anywhere in the world, one is from tourism, hospitality, or aviation industry, direct jobs or indirect one. So out of 10, one job comes that way. And that's why it's considered as a service sector. Globally, with the lower growth of traditional industry sector across the country, when we could talk about the traditional, we talk of the industry, the factories, the agriculture, all that. Because it slowed down, lower growth was noticed. The service sector, especially the tourism sector, has facilitated the avenues for creating new employment, new jobs came up coming. So according to the World Travel and Tourism Council, yes, tourism sector accounted 10.4% of the global GDP, which means 334 million jobs available for employment in 2019. Further important for tourism, there are many, we are counting on them. One of them, once again, I see here is in Indian context, this sector has become not only a growth engine, but also an employment generator. Yes, a lot of new jobs keep coming in the hotel industry, service industry, the directly linked, the first source of employment and the secondary source of employment, which are indirectly linked to the tourism, like malls where tourists come for shopping, like restaurants where tourists come to eat, like service providers who are linked to the airline, hospitality, hotel, and so on. So all that creates employment, and employment is being generated. India is at a 3rd place in the new power ranking of 2018 report of World Travel and Tourism Council, India's revenue from the travel and tourism sector stood at $234 billion, which we just saw in the previous slide, that India stood at this $234 billion. In the Indian context, the share of the tourism sector to the growth is just 7%, which is an area that has to be seriously looked into, because the amount of tourism products that we have from archaeological site, from our traditional site, from all the heritage site that we have, from adventure site, from natural sources, we all have great potential. We need to tap and take this 7% to double digit. And that's the responsibility that we are requesting the students all over India to really get prepared and get into professional approach to tourism industry, to ensure that we as academia contribute to the growth of tourism industry. Likewise, all others working in the employment generation are seriously looking into professionalism, and that would surely result into growth that may go into double digit, because we do have potential. We have 29 states. We have got 6 to 7 union territories. And we have diversified. Everything differs from one to another. What you see as a nature in Northeast, you don't find in Rajasthan. Well, likewise, in Rajasthan, the deserts are not seen in other states, and so on and so forth. So we need to take this further up from 7 to more into double digit. And obviously, 13% of the employment comes in from tourism industry. Dear students, we are looking at the growth drivers for tourism and how the market grows. So growth drivers for the tourism sector start with understanding the policy. As I mentioned, policies set up by government, different restrictions, ease of travel, safety, security, implementation of proper policies. This will all result into a growth, because a tourist, the most important thing he wants is the safety and security. Likewise, growth of service sector. The service sector that were providing initially service at much grassroots level as a primitive support, now with the technology that has come in, that we were talking of technological development, we are seeing as big support coming to someone, because technologies have developed. By sitting at your home, you can check in, you can check your flights, you can arrival time, departure time, you can also look at which gate you have to go. Then constantly airline sends. You notice that, yes, flight is delayed for so much time, and so on and so forth. So these are the factors that we take into consideration of a tourism market growth. The more attention is given by us, all of this, the more attention we give to all these sectors, we would continuously keep seeing growth coming in to our tourism industry in India as well as international market. So we talk about the growth drivers. We were talking about all this. Let's take of what we just now saw, that growing demand would depend on domestic and international with the policy support. I mentioned quite a few things about policy support, the facility to travel, the safety, security for domestic as well as international traveler. A tourist, remember that, tourist is a soft target by terrorists anywhere in the world, not only any specific country, anywhere, because they are not knowing the place, they don't know where to move. If any such mishaps start happening, they are the soft target. So what we need to do for them is provide them the safety, security, implementation. To establish this, many countries in the world have a policy with putting up a police service called tourist police, whose numbers, their web portal are displayed at various tourist destinations where they have English-speaking staff who can understand the problem of tourists in case. So policy support by government also for international travel arrival, we need to have very smooth visa policies and smooth handling at the arrival at the airport. This falls all under the government policies and the government initiatives. Growth of service sector, service sector like ICT, information and communication technology. I mentioned about it, that you need to have all available, especially the internet connection at the remotest place somewhere. One has to get the internet connection well supplied. Media. Now, nobody watches or reads newspaper for getting me. They go on to electronic media and learn about various things happening in form of breaking news or in the form of a specific page, web portal. They handle their own booking by monitoring the web portal and various other areas, retail, education, transportation, hospitality, leisure, creation and sport activity, etc. The more you provide a supply of these products, which means something in form of activities for tourists to come and enjoy, to avail them, to benefit out of them, if you have those services being offered, obviously people will start coming to you. They don't come to see only a city, but they see all the attached entertainment, leisure activities that happen, and that need to be the support that would be required to the growth of tourism as a driving force. And technological development in form of anything, instead of depending anything on manual, they have to go on technology, be it is chatbot, be it is artificial intelligence or social media or any virtual reality. All these are all technological development that will continuously keep growing, will give support to the growth that we all need, as we saw in detail in this chapter. I conclude my talk here. Thank you very much. You are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you so much.